The Random Jottings of Hinge and Bracket with Dr. Evadne Hinge and Dame Hilda Bracket. With Daphne Herd as Maud and friends and neighbors at Spectrum Trestle in Getting It Together.
Although Evadne and I do have a good deal in common, there are areas in which we are simply light years apart. And I don't mean the obvious ones like height, age, and dress sense. I mean, take sex appeal. I don't know why. This may be something lacking in me, but I just don't have Evadne's penchant for attracting men in corduroy caps and mittens. Mind, I get flowers on St. Valentine's Day. She gets jars of malt extract. And then, of course, there's the house. You might say that if my half is Spring in Park Lane, hers is Winter in Wolverhampton. Imagine my surprise, then, when one morning a week or so ago, Evadne suddenly, for the very first time, began showing a disconcerting interest in the furniture in the drawing room. Evadne, why are you measuring the back of that sativa?
I want to know how long it is, Hilda.
But it's the third time you've done it this morning. Is it growing or something?
Well, to be quite frank, dear, I still have some difficulty converting inches to centimetres.
I can't think why, dear. Surely you remember all those little rhymes. The papers were full of them at one time. A litre of water is a pint and three quarters.
Not a lot of help if you're trying to measure something, Hilda.
As a matter of fact, I made one up myself to cover that sort of thing. 2.54 centimetres laid out in a row looks almost the same as an inch, you know. Does that help?
No.
Oh, well, I do try.
This tape measure doesn't help much either. It's too short, for one thing.
Well, put your finger where it ends and move it up.
I know the technique, Hilda. The real trouble is that it goes up to 60 inches on one side and only 59 inches on the other.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Evadne. It's perfectly obvious that both sides are exactly the same length.
You know what I mean. There are 60 inches marked on the inches side, but only 59 inches on the centimetre side.
There shouldn't be any inches at all on the centimetre side. It should be all in centimetres, surely.
Which is.
There you are, then.
But it only goes up to 59 inches in centimetres.
Are you trying to tell me that you've got a faulty tape measure?
No, I expect they're all the same.
Then what are you grizzling about?
I am not grizzling. I am just saying it makes things somewhat difficult.
Tape measures, my dear, have been in use an awful long time, you know. I bet you're the first person who's ever found fault with the design. Anyway, how long do you make it?
I've told you. It's 60 inches on one
side. The tape measure, Evadne. The settee.
Oh, I make that 73 inches.
Well, you're wrong.
Well, how do you know?
It's a 6-foot settee, dear. It's 72 inches.
It's 73 inches.
Evadne, why has the length of my settee become so important to you, dear? You're not thinking of sleeping on it, are you? I mean, it's far too short for that.
Well, I did want it to be a little surprise, Hilda, but I'm afraid I've rather spoiled it, haven't I?
You've not been buying loose covers, have you? I mean, I don't want a settee that looks like yours. A brown moquette. It's like sitting on a camel. Only your settee's got more humps.
I have not been buying loose covers, Hilda.
Well, thank the Lord for that.
I've bought you a new settee.
Oh, merciful heavens.
As a present.
You haven't.
Well, you're always complaining that I don't take enough interest in the house. So the other day I decided to turn over a new leaf.
And underneath it you found a settee. Well, it really is very sweet of you, Radney. But where on earth are we going to put it, dear?
Well, it'll replace that old thing.
Are you referring to my Heppelwhite?
That is not a Heppelwhite.
Well, it's not a bad shot at one. As a matter of fact, I don't think I'd ever seen a genuine Heppelwhite quite as nice as that.
Only the other day you said it was looking shabby.
I was contemplating having it reupholstered, dear. I was not contemplating chucking it out. It's just that wear and tear and the passing years have taken their toll. And God knows you should be able to understand that better than anyone. Do you know where I bought that settee?
Of course I do. Littlehampton.
Well, fancy you remembering that.
How could I ever forget? The settee cost £25, and getting it home cost 30.
Such a quaint little antique shop.
Antique shop, my foot. It was a junk shop that had somehow strayed into Sussex and acquired ideas above its station.
It was no such thing. There were some very beautiful pieces there, and that settee was one of them.
Well, keep it then.
Oh, now I've upset you, haven't I? I didn't mean to be offhand about your little present, dear. Well, when I say little, how big is it?
That's what worries me, Hilda. In the shop, it looked about the same size as that one, but I fancy it might be a little bit bigger.
Don't worry about me. We'll get it in somehow. You know, I can't wait to see it, really, dear. Your taste is always so wonderfully fundamental. I mean, take your bedroom. It's pure Alcatraz. I see. Evadne, what's that very strange smell coming from the kitchen?
Oh, good heavens, I nearly forgot. That's our lunch, dear.
What on earth is it?
It's something a bit different.
Yes, it smells it.
Just a pottage. Oatmeal, barley, and I chucked in all sorts of things I found in the garden.
Oh, so your old Wellington boots turned up after all. So mercy we didn't have a tortoise.
It's been simmering all morning. I must go and have a look at it in a minute.
Oh, I wouldn't do that, dear. It might attack you. Did I show you this there?
What is it?
I found it at the music emporium yesterday. Look, it's a score of that show, As You Were.
Yes.
Remember, we did a song from it in that charity review at Scarborough years ago.
Yes, you're right.
And the man in the front row, wearing the monocle, he kept throwing roses at me.
Oh, yes. I cut my foot on one.
Well, how was I to know they were porcelain? He did keep shouting, catch. Then is the afternoon we spent together, sheltering from the wind and eating sugar replicas of the floral hall. He absolutely adored that song we did, Two Little Bits of Grease. Shall we do it now, dear? Just for old time's sake.
Well, dear, give it here. And if anyone starts throwing roses, for heaven's sake, catch them.
Two little ladies in the chorus, we'll not tend to friends. We've got to meet the day before until we can meet a friend. I'm very hungry. I'm too thirsty. Why did I leave my home? How's a girl to live on the wage they give at the Grecian Hippodrome? Two little bits of green without a doubt should be promptly taken out to send to the luncheon fee. Down in the golden fleet, nice little lunch for two and two, Bill and Pooh, come on do. We'll absolutely stick to you like two little bits of green. Why don't you pawn your pearls? Oh, they're like your rings, protect nothing. Well, of all the spiteful girls.
Oh, really?
Two little bits of grease. Bits of grease without a doubt should be promptly taken on the stand of the lunch of peace. Down on the golden fleet. Nice little lunch for two and two. Bill and Coo will come on do. We'll absolutely stick to you.
You know, listening to that song again, Hilda, you'd think that man would have given you lunch, wouldn't you, rather than just sugar replicas of the floral hall.
Yes, I fancy he was a bit mean, dear. That's probably why he wore a monocle instead of glasses.
Talking of lunch, I must just go and peep at my pottage.
Well, mind how you go, dear. Don't fall in. It's all right, Evadne. I'll go.
Probably just someone to complain about the smell. Good morning.
Morning, madam. D.D.F.W.
Good heavens, it's Jimmy Young.
It's Davenport's Discount Furniture Warehouse, madam. Delivery, if you would just sign there. Number 23. Settee.
That, where's the settee?
There, in the box.
But that's just a big flat box. I mean, it may possibly contain the top of a billiard table, but it most certainly does not contain a settee.
What does it say on the end of that box, madam?
Open other end.
And what does it say on this end?
Open other end.
No. Just below that.
Sophia. Whatever it is, it was obviously made in Bulgaria. Sophia's the capital, you know.
Where is the I?
The I what?
I'll tell you what, look.
Yes.
Let us take a look at that word. Very closely together, madam, shall we, eh? Hey, we won't rush it. We will take our time. And we will take it letter by letter. Now, what do we get? S-O-F-I. Sofa. And how about the delivery sheet then, eh? What does that say at number 23? S-E-T-T-E-E. See?
If it was made in Bulgaria, it's probably an Ottoman.
I beg your pardon.
Yes, I thought that would be above your head. The Ottoman Empire, dear.
I'll never go to the theatre. Look. Are you going to sign number 23, or am I going to take that back?
I suggest you take it back there and see if you can find Arthur T.
What is going on out here, Hilda? I could hear you in the kitchen.
Look, let's try again, shall we? Hey, a fresh start, a new beginning. Good morning, madam. D.D.F.W.
They have a fourth discount furniture warehouse, if that means.
You keep out of it.
Now, just a minute, Hilda. Let me deal with this.
If you'll just sign there, madam, at number 23, 1 settee.
Yeah, I see. What do you see, that means? It's a flat pack there.
There's not the do or die. There's but the DIY.
There's your signature. And good day to you.
Good day to you too, madam. And have fun.
DIY, that,
miss? It's self-assembly, dear.
I know perfectly well what DIY stands for.
A furniture you can make at home.
Yes, and all you need is an ordinary cabinet maker's chisel, a pot of wood glue, and an 8-pound mallet. Well, I'm not having anything to do with it, thank you. All my life, I've had my furniture made for me, and I do not intend to lower my standards now. What on earth did you buy that for?
Well, to tell you the truth, dear, I didn't know I had. I just pointed at a perfectly ordinary-looking settee and said, I'll have that one. I mean, I was in and out in 5 minutes.
Oh, you're always dreadfully dangerous when you shop like that, dear. Remember that time you got your bell-bottom trousers in your belly?
Get hold of the other end of that box, Hilda, and help me carry it into the drawing room. We'll have it together in no time at all. You'll see. Hilda, pass me a 19-millimeter self-tapping screw, would you, dear?
What did one of those look like?
Well, it's 19 millimeters long for a start. That should provide a clue.
Can I have the tape measure, please?
Don't need it. 19 millimeters is the largest screw we have. It's obviously that one there.
Well, why don't you just point there and say one of those there?
Oh, give it here. And the screw cup here. One of those there.
These?
Yes.
There you are.
Yep. And the screw cap.
I've just given you one, Evertney.
That was a screw cup, Hilda. I now want a screw cap.
You must have had a screw loose to have bought this thing.
Now we just tighten that up. And now we place part A on part B. These dials on A should drop into these holes on B. That's right, lay it on, Hilda.
Easy, easy.
Now, just gently push your side on.
Well, go on, dear.
Well, push it a bit harder, then.
It still won't go on.
Then stamp it with your fist.
No, honestly.
That's done it. Right. And now I'll push my side on. And there we are.
We're not, you know.
What?
When you pushed your side on, my side came off again. Yours went down and mine came up. So we're right back where we started.
Well, it's simple enough. All you have to do, Hilda, is push your side down again.
Very well. Right, it's down.
Now mine's up.
Shall we leave it a day or two and come back to it when we're fresh?
No, what we have to do, obviously, is push together.
All right, then, right. Now, after three, then. Ready? One, two, three, and push. It's on. I say, does it look right to you?
No.
No, I thought not. The caster should be at the bottom, shouldn't it? Oh, that'll be Maud. I bet she's put us a tea or two together in her time.
I bet she's reduced a few to matchwood. Don't involve her, I beg you.
Oh, good morning, Dame Hilda.
Doctor.
Good morning, Maud.
Good morning, dear.
Ooh, had a bit of an accident, have you? What worried?
It was a mistake, dear. But it's supposed to be a settee. It's a present from the doctor.
And are you taking it to bits or putting it together?
Well, to tell you the truth, dear, we've been doing a bit of both, haven't we, Evadne? Mm-hmm.
You know, my Arthur won't let me do nothing like that. He won't have me so much as pick up an hammer in the house.
Can't say I blame him.
He says it ain't fit work for a lady, Doctor. And I'm surprised to see Dame Hilda soiling her beautiful hands with a 4x2, 2x4, and all them dirty screws.
I can assure you, Maud, that Dame Hilda has not done very much to soil her beautiful hands. All she's done so far is drop several screws down the side of the armchair, put 4 casters on upside down, and attempted to make something out of all the small offcuts of timber put in the box's packing.
Little Heppelwhites, Evadne, can't they? Now, perhaps, briefly, we could find something a little more interesting than settees to talk about.
Birdseed.
Yes.
You don't happen to have any birdseed lying about, do you, Dame Hilda?
No, I'm afraid we don't, dear. We don't use it anymore since we went over to Muesli. Well, the birdseed used to get in Evadne's teeth, you see. But I thought I couldn't stand her chirping.
Well, wait a moment. Surely you have to pass the pet shop on the way up here, Maud. You should have popped in there.
Well, I did once, Doctor, for some cuttlefish. But I've never been back since.
Why not, dear?
Well, I don't think he'd let me in again. Though it weren't my fault. It were them hamsters. I didn't run up his trouser leg.
I bet he looked on that as a blessing.
Are you saying that a hamster ran up the man's trouser leg and he took it out on you? No, don't mean that.
You see, when I went in for me cuttlefish, Dame Hilda, he was showing his hamsters to someone.
Let's move on, dear. Before we get into trouble.
So while I were waiting, like, I thought I'd just have a wander round his shop.
Oh, I think I'm beginning to see.
Well, there was this tiny little monkey, see? Ever so sweet he were. So I poked me finger through his wire, and he grabbed it. With his teeth. Hmm?
Wouldn't you think she'd know better after Albert and the Lion?
If he'd have been a lion, Doctor, I'd not have put me finger in.
If it'd been a lion, Maud, you ought to have put your head in.
Now, don't be quite so sharp, Evadne. I want to hear the end of this. So, what happened then, Maud?
Well, quite unwittingly, I let out a little cry.
And that's when the man fell off his ladder.
What was he doing up the ladder with a hamster, dear? Was it a performing one?
No. He was fetching down a cage for the ladders that bought the hamster. The hamster weren't up the ladder. The man were.
Yeah.
Till he fell. Then he dropped the cage, and the lad dropped the hamster, and the hamster ran right up the man's trouser leg. And that's what set the gorilla going.
Gorilla?
Well, it were a sort of gorilla. Great big hairy thing. A chimpanzee, if you like.
Oh, gosh, David Attenborough would love her.
And the man were jumping up and down in one corner, shaking his trousers. The gorilla was jumping up and down in the other, shaking his bars. And I think he thought it was sort of a dance, you see. Mind, once he'd smashed his way out of his cage and grabbed hold of the man, it were a dance. The birds were screeching, the dogs were barking, and there were terrapins everywhere. And that's how I got me finger out.
How, dear?
Well, when I thought no one were looking,
yes,
I poked me other finger in the little monkey's eye. He soon let go, all right. But I think that's what really upset the man. So, you see, I don't really like to go back there just for a packet of bird seed.
Yes, I think you're probably right, dear. I'd wait till it's blown over.
I'd wait until the shop's changed hands.
Well, I'd best be getting on with me chores. And when I've done, I'll give you a hand and sling that thing together for you if you like. Oh, I don't care what they tells you, Dame Hilda. There's only one thing as wanted for a job like that. Brute force.
You know, she could be right at that, Leslie.
I don't think so, Hilda. We've already tried that.
Now, who on earth can that be? I'll go. It's all right, Maud, dear. I'll get it.
Morning, madam.
Good Lord, it's not you again.
D.D.F.W. Davenport System Furniture Warehouse Snap.
We appear to have become inseparable. I say, you've not come to take it back by any chance, have you? Please.
On the contrary, I have brought you another box.
Another one?
If you'll just sign there, at number 59.
Yvette Neep! Yvette Neep! Typical of her, you know. She even bought two berries with her bell-bottom trousers.
What is it now, Hilda? Oh, it's you again.
He's brought another one.
Well, he can jolly well take it away again. It's obviously a mistake.
Well, of course, if you don't want the cushions.
Cushions?
Most of teas have them these days, but they come in a separate box, and that's what you got there. Didn't you think it was a bit hard to sit on?
Oh, good gracious me. We haven't got that far.
You're taking your time, aren't you?
Well, if you're so darn clever, you come in and do it.
Well, if you're so darn helpless, perhaps I'll better.
You serious?
Well, I'll have a look at it for you if you like, dear. Where is it?
Come in, I'll show you. Follow me. It's in here. There.
Oh, God bless my soul. What have you been doing? You're halfway to building a model of a mosque. Here. What'd you put that bit on there for?
Well, we thought that's where it went.
And why have you ever seen a city?
Well, not in pieces, no.
I mean, a child could do it. I mean, a monkey could do it.
Well, I happen to know where there's one with one eye to come. Maybe you'd just like you to fetch the captain and let them have a cracker.
Hilda, let him get on with it, dear. I'm sure he knows how to do it much better than we do.
You got any particular reason for wanting your arms upside down, have you?
None.
Oh, how about the casters? Or was you planning to wheel it up and down the stairs?
Hilda, bite your tongue, dear, and count your blessings.
Of course, what we really need here, you know, is a drop of decent wood glue.
I knew that would come up. And an ordinary cabinet maker's chisel and an 8-pound mallet.
You what?
They always say you don't need them, but you always do in the end.
Well, you wouldn't if you hadn't made such a dog's din of it. Look, you see, you've burred your screws, and you've splayed your dowels.
Haven't done my back much good, eh?
Excuse me, Dame Hilda, but what's this horrible, smelly, sticky stuff I've found on the stove?
I will have, it's not been boiling, has it, Maud?
I've no idea what it's been doing, Doctor. But whatever it is, it's not done it much good by the looks of it.
Oh, what a shame, Evadne. Your pottage has gone to pot.
It's absolutely ruined. I shall have to throw it away.
Here, just a minute, just a minute. Not so fast. Let's have a deco. Give it here.
Ooh. You're not going to eat it, sure, then.
No, no. But I fancy a dab of that might do to hold your settee together, darling. There. There, that's perfect.
Oh, at last we found a use for one of your herbal recipes.
That was Getting It Together, a further extract from the random jottings of Hinge and Brackett, written by Gerald Frau. To assist Dr. Evadne Hinge and Dame Hilda Brackett, as usual, we welcome Daphne Hurd as Maud. Our thanks also to this week's guest, Graham Stark, and to the members of the Stacton Trestle Music Appreciation Society for their contribution. Production was by John Dyer.